Okay, today's daf is Mem Gimel. We are up to Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're up to Ubin Nezikin. So we were discussing. So the Gemara says like this: Ubin Nezikin lo amar Rabbi Akiva, and other Nezikin, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that where the woman is entitled to some damages while she's alive, that the Baal doesn't yarshin them. We don't say that. It's a lot of double negatives there. But let's just get it right into it, and then you'll see what's going on. For Atanya, we went to the Braisa. Hika es Isha. If somebody hits a woman, right? Hika es Isha. V'yatzu yilodeha. And she miscarries. No say nezek tsar li'isha. He pays nezek and tsar to the Isha. Right? He pays nezek and tsar to the Isha. Tosfos says something amazing. Well, what happened now? A guy hit a woman, and she miscarried. So you pay nezek and tsar to the Isha. What about ripui and sheves? But boshes, we're going to say, he didn't intend to hit her. He wanted to have a fight with someone else. So there's no boshes if you don't intend to have boshes on the person you want. What about ripui? What about doctor bills? Why isn't it to pay that? And what about sheves? She was off from work. So Tosfos says something amazing. Tosfos says, had she had the baby, it also would have been ripui and sheves. So what's the difference that you gave her a miscarriage? Says Tosfos, none. Tsar and Nezek, it is different. Tsar and Nezek is different. So I have to pay Nezek and Tsar. You hear that? Ripui, anyway, she would have Ripui if she had the baby. So the fact she had a miscarriage, no, Ripui didn't change. The old time all missing from work, that didn't change either.
It would be less.
Okay, not more. So you don't have to pay, you don't have to pay that. Boshet, you also don't have to pay. What's left? Nezek and Tsar. You pay nezek and tsar. To who? To the woman. Dmei vlados. No, resarash. Dmei vlados. No. The nezek and tsar goes to her. Dmei vlados labal. The dmei vlados go to the husband. Why? Rashi says, because it says in a pasuk, HaTorah zach solo. The Torah gives his zachus to him. Dechsev bal ha'isha. Fine. So far so good? So far so good. There's no kasha now. In a Baal. What if there is no Baal? He's not alive. He died. He's not alive, the Baal. He died. Right? No saying, Liarshav. It goes to the Yarshim. In Oisha. What if she dies? She's not alive. What happens now? No saying, Liarshaha. You give it to her, Yarshim. Right? Yeah?
But I'm dying, but not from this incident.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Otherwise.
She died. Someone died. Haisa Shivcha. Let's say she was a Shivcha. Vinishtachrura. And she became freed. Oh, Gioreth. Or she was a Gioreth, meaning both of these two cases. She has no relatives. She has no relatives. Then Zacha. Then the man, the Mazik, keeps the money himself. There's no one to give it to. He can keep it himself. No one to give it to. Why? There's no husband and she died. There's no one to give it to. She has no relatives. Fine. That's not the kasha, right? What did we say? We said ein ha'isha. If she dies, it goes to her relatives. Why not to her husband? Her husband's still alive. Why doesn't it go to her husband? Right. So what do you see? Not just by kofar the husband doesn't get it. Even by stam nezek he doesn't get it. So Gemara answers Amar Rabba. No, the case was bigerusha. She was divorced. She didn't have a husband. She was divorced. Right. Rashi says, "Bigerusha askinan umishum hachi nosin liyarsheha shegirsha acha hachabala." They got divorced after the accident. V'chein amar of Nachman, bigerusha. Rav Nachman said the same thing. The case was we're divorced, so it's not a raya that the husband wouldn't get it. Right? Not raya. It's not a raya. Rabbi Akiva said he doesn't get it by kofar.
But then there's no
kiddush. What?
There's no
kiddush. Okay, Amri gerusha.
No, you said before, I don't know if that...
Yeah.
You said before that this happened, that she was divorced after...
That's what Rashi
before
says.
Before the accident?
After the accident. Doesn't make a difference. The point is she's not alive.
If she was zeket to it already before the accident, if she died after the gershon, then she... Why would it have... How many did it go to her husband?
What? Say again?
If she was divorced before the accident, what's the havamina she put it on?
There is no havamina.
It doesn't go to him.
Well, that's what he said. It goes to her relatives. What do you mean?
So,
you're right from here that a husband... No, there was no husband. He was divorced.
Right.
They were divorced. Very simple.
Okay.
Omri, 1 second. It's not true. Gerusha nami tiflog b'dimei vlados. Even a gerusha, even if they're divorced, it's still her kid. It's still the husband's child, even though they're divorced. That doesn't stop him from getting the money if there's an accident. Amar of Papa, Hatorah zachsa d'mei v'lodos labal. The Torah says the husband gets it. Afilu bo'leh biznos. Even if they're not even married. He had some affair with her. Or he raped her or something like that. He gets the v'lodos even though they're not married. So what's divorce have anything to do with it? My time, why is that? Amar Kra, the Torah says, Kasher yushas olav bal ha'isha. Right? So, we're back to our question. Maybe the husband is entitled. After all, why not? Just because they're divorced? So what? It has to do with the kids, not the wife. So what? So what do you see? That Rabbi Akiva said, by Kofar, the husband doesn't get it. And now we see by Nezek, he doesn't get it. And why tell me the divorce? So what's a divorce? So the Gemara answers, V'nukbe l'rabba, kigon shegavu mos l'rab Nachman, kigon shegavu karka. I'm going to keep reading because maybe it's talking about a case where a woman is entitled to karka or she's entitled to money. D'amar rabba, gavu karka yeshlo. Gavu mos einlo. Rab Nachman amar gavu mos yeshlo, gavu karka einlo. What's going on here? What's going on is as follows. There's a rule that a bechor gets pishnayim. Right? There's a rule that a Bechor gets Pishnayim. But he only gets Pishnayim in what's Muchzak when the father dies. So if the father dies and he owns a lottery ticket, and that lottery is not for 2 weeks from now, and then they win the lottery, he doesn't get Pishnayim in that lottery ticket. Because at the moment of death, that wasn't in the bank. Only get it what's in the bank. Okay? Only get Pishnayim on what's in the bank. Now, let's say that you owe the father $100. Right? You owe the father $100. Does the Bechor get Pishnayim with that $100?
Yeah, why not?
No, what?
Why
it's not here. It's not in the bank.
But it's his.
So it's a machlokas. What about you owe the father karka? You owe the car, you let sold him karka, let them karka, whatever it is. Do you get Pishnayim into karka? It's a machlokas. Whoever holds money, yes, karka, no. Whoever holds karka, yes, money, no. Now we can see all the Rashi's explaining that whole thing. The Amar Rabba Gavu. You see the Rashi of the Amar Rabba Gavu? The Amar Rabba Gavu. It's a little down where we are. It's Yarsh. The Amar Rabba Gavu Yarshim Karka Bimilva Shahalova Avihem. Right, so what happened was the father sold lent money to somebody. The guy doesn't have money to pay back. He'll pay back land instead. Do you get pishnayim in that land? Yesh lo lebacharsh pishnayim. This bandar holds yes. Why? The havalei kimuchzak, because it's like muchzak. It's like it's in the bank. The high karka ashtabed leil avuon, because this karka was indebted to the father. Right. Now what about money? Next Rashi. Gabi mos ein lo. Pishnayim. There is no Pishnayim on money. The lav hani mos haniach avi and vahavi roi. This is not the same money that you lent. Money is fungible. Therefore, that's considered roi, which means it's potential, not in the bank. And therefore, you don't get Pishnayim on the money. What the svar behind all that is, it's not for now. Now, the other man, the Amar... You would think so. That's what the other man, the Amar, holds. Rab Nachman Amar, no. Next Rashi. Gavu mos yeshlo. Kidemuchzak dummy. It's like muchzak. Why? Shahari mos halova avinu mos natlu. I lent you money, I'm getting back money. So it's a machlokes. And then by karka, he holds a low, right? Because it's not, I didn't lend the land. I lent the money. He doesn't have money, he's paying me back land. That's not considered muchzak, that's considered only roi. Right? Now, why do you have to come onto a case of gerusha? That how is it not, why doesn't the husband inherit? The husband doesn't inherit because they're gerusha. Then we said, no, that's not that, even if they're gerusha, I have a better case. It's roi. The money's not here. So husbands don't inherit on things that are only potential. Just like a Bechor doesn't. Just like a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. He still inherits. Doesn't get Pishnayim on something that's potential. So too over here, it's only potential. Right? This Nezek and Tzar. You hit the white woman. The baby had a miscarriage. You have to be Nezek and Tzar on the baby. And then she died. So what do you do with the money? Do you give it to the husband? No, you don't give it to the husband. Why? It's only potential. And husbands don't inherit on potential. Her kids, of course they do. That's the answer to the question.
It's a very complicated part. It's something that is this. It's not a shlomo alone, though. It is something that's there, just hasn't... Like, the fruits haven't come off the...
Correct. Right. Somebody here talks about level.
It's like future earnings. You know you're getting this.
It's just
a matter of when.
No. Correct. No. So that's considered not in the bank, and therefore a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. There's a Yudayarshin it.
I know, but...
Just doesn't get Pishnayim on that. That's all. So now we're saying, just like the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim, a husband who is less of a relative than a child, right, doesn't inherit his wife on these types of potential things. Even though the guy owes the money, because he hit her, and he owes the money, and he will pay. He didn't pay yet, right? And just as a machlokas, which one's better, karka or money? So too over here, either one. According to one, it's this. According to the other one, it's that, right? So either way, it's not in the bank, and therefore he doesn't inherit her. Who inherits her? The children. But there's no raya that Rabbi Akiva said a husband doesn't inherit only by kofar. Could be it's more other cases also.
What happens if she doesn't have kids?
I don't know.
Does it go to her parents?
I don't.
It
could be. It goes to her parents, other relatives of hers. It could be. So the question is, why do we have to say the case is talking about a Gerusha, which we don't like that answer anyway? This kid better, much better case. So the Gemara answers, Amar, Amri, Hani mili livnei ma'arava aliba derabanan ki kamar hacha derebi. That's all true according to the Rabbanan. However, according to Rebbe, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines on the way, where the lines are wide in Rashi, the Amar bechor notel pishnayim b'shevach kidemuchzik dami. Rebbe holds that a bechor gets pishnayim even in these kinds of cases. That's not muchs, that's not considered roi, potential, not in the bank. Of course it's in the bank. Both, money, doesn't make a difference, money, karka. What's not muchsak? Yeah, some lottery ticket. That's not muchsak. Stuff like that. Therefore, v'kolshkin milva, of course a loan, the kiman, the gav yadami, where it's going to be paid back, loshna gabe karka, loshna gabe mos. It doesn't matter. Of course that's considered muchsak. Therefore, of course the husband's entitled to it.
And life insurance policy also.
Right. Life insurance policy also. Lechora.
Because you paid already for it.
Exactly. So that's not even a loan.
No, it's better.
It's much better. Right? It's they're obligated to pay you.
It's in the bank.
It's in the bank. They're just waiting for you to die. They're just waiting for you to die. They're waiting for you to die.
It's the insurance company bank.
Hilkach, ilav de gerusha, if not for the fact that they got divorced, shakala baal kebachar. The baal would take like a bachar. Right? And therefore, umihu b'kofer, but by kofer, afilu Rebbe Modeh, the royhu. Even Rebbe would agree that's only roi, because the whole ain't bo shum chiv mechayim. Lo have kishimcha de memela. Kofi only pay when the guy dies. Right? Okay. Amarish Lakish. Amar Shirman Lakish. Shar shehemetz as a eved. If a shar kills an eved, shaloba kavana, not on purpose, patu mishloshim shkalim. You don't have to pay the 30 shkalim. Shneimar, because it says, Kesef shloshim shkalim itin ladonav, v'hashar yisakel. Right? So the Gemara makes the following drasha. Kals man shahashar b'skila. Whenever the shar gets killed, habayla mishalim shloshim shkalim. The husband, the baal has to pay 30 shekel. Ein hashar b'skila. If the shar doesn't get killed, then ein habayla mishalim shloshim shkalim. The husband doesn't, the owner doesn't have to pay. Amar Rabba. Shar Shehem is Ben Chorin Shaloba Kavana. What if a shark kills a regular person without Kavana? Happened. Not intentional. It happened.
What does it mean, Shaloba Kavana?
What?
It didn't mean Kavana on the shore.
What do you mean, Shaloba Kavana? It was an accident. Not like in a bullfighting ring with a thing's chasing you to kill you. Not that. I would have a stam. So, Potter mi Kofer. There's no Kofer. Shinemar. Hashor Yisakel v'gabal of Yumas. Im kofer Yishas Alav. Kol zman shahashor beskila. As long as there's a shor beskila, bailim mishalman kofer. Then the baal has to pay kofer. Ein hashor beskila, ein baal mishalman kofer. If there's no skila by the shor, the baal doesn't have to pay kofer. Okay?
If the animal doesn't gore you, it falls on you,
that is in
shor, or that's something else?
That might not even be. What is that? That's regel.
Case here that
he's right, how did, that's what he
asked.
How did if the shore rear ends you and you're not expecting
anything? Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, what exactly is the case? That's what Marcel asked. What exactly is the case? I don't know. So I thought that's what it was. I thought it was. So if it's an accident, like what do you mean an accident? The shore's walking down the street and it happens to be standing there. And he happens to gore you and kill.
Shor's going after something else.
And you won't chew it.
Right. So that's his nischavein to kill a guy and killed you.
Right.
Is that, would the shor be pater on that? So is it transferred intent by a shor? By a shor? I don't know.
Let's ask his intent.
Okay. Eis ve'abaya. Hamis shori es ploni. If a guy admits, my ox killed somebody, terrible. O shor o shol ploni. Or the shor of someone else. Hareze mishalim al pi atzmo. You have to pay. My lav, what do you have to pay? My lav kofer. Don't you have to pay kofer? What are you paying? Aren't you paying kofer? Right? Now, there is no edim. There's no edim. You admitted it yourself. You're a nice person. Your shor did a terrible thing. Well, killed one of the neighbors. So you tell the family, terrible thing, my shor, I feel so bad. All right, pay kofer. Isn't it kofer? Now, 1 second. If there's no edim here. So the shor is not getting killed. The shor can't get killed. There's no edim. So why are you paying kofer? Didn't we just say they go hand in hand? So the Gemara says, lo, you're not paying kofer. You're paying something else. A new invention. The Gemara comes up with mem gimel, a new thing you're paying. You're paying dumim, which is, you're paying nezek. Right? That's what dumim means. Dumim means nezek. It happens to be the nezek was so severe that the guy died. But it's just nezek. Damages. Not kofar. It's damages. Says Rashi. Lo, dumim, on the bottom there. Ha, diktani mishalem. That which you have to pay. It's like the third to last Rashi. Lav betoras kofar. Not kofar. Diniboi kapara. That you need a kapara. That's not what you're paying. Because you only pay kofar if the animal gets killed. Here, the animal will not get killed because there's no edim because you admitted it. Dafilu lo mashalim not dafilu lo mashalim nami kigon e lesle nechase klal lav bechlal oneshu the ain kofer below skila. I'm not sure what that means. Dafilu lo mashalim nami kigon e lesle nechase. If you don't have any cash, you don't have what to pay. Lav bechlal oneshu. It's not an onesh. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, what it means is like this. Keep on reading. They ain't kofer below skila deshar. They can't be kofer without skila. So what are you paying? Ela aval hecha de islay nechasim. But you have money to pay. Al karchach mishalim damim. You have to pay damim. De lo gara misa min nezikin. Why should misa be worse than nezikin? My ox damaged you, so I have to pay. Happens to me, he killed you. That's even. It's a lot of damage. So why shouldn't I pay that? The answer is you do have to pay, right? De ilu azke. If it would have damaged you, afagav de eno beskila. Boil shlume le pchas damav. The guy's value decreased, right? You broke his arm. Hachanam mishal damav liyarshim. You pay the damim to the yarshim.
Why don't they just call it a knas? That's
what. It's not a knas. It's not a knas.
It is a knas.
No, it's damages.
It's damages. It happens to. It's damages. It happens to be. It's severe damages. The guy died. So he's not kofir. Kofir, you only pay. That's what I'm saying. It's a new thing. So look at Tosfos. My lav. Kofer, lo damim. Second to last tozos. Vim tomar, lamanda omar, kofer, deme nezek. But if kofer is the same thing as nezek, so my ikka ben damim lekofer, what's the difference now? What's the difference? What? What's the difference? Oh, venira luri, kigon, shemes hamazik. What if the mazik died? The mazik died. De ain kofer, la achar misa, kemochatas va'asham. There's no kofer after misa. Kapar, then kapar la'achar misa kamachatas v'ashem. They ain't born la'achar misa. Avol damim mishalim. The damim, kids will have to pay that. Why? Because it's not kapara. It's damages. So damages is a debt. Your kids have to pay it. Mishalim lefita chumr shloba kavana bekavana. So this is worse, right? This is worse, right? Kavana is kofar only if the mazik is alive. But dam is even if the mazik is dead. That's what it means, kavana, lo kavana. It means kofar, not kofar. And I don't know. The point is, it's worse. I don't know. The point is, it's worse. So unbelievable. All of a sudden, that Mem Gimel, the Gemara comes up with a new concept. That you have to pay the death, of course, no kofar, because there was no edim. You have to still, of course, you have to pay. You damaged the guy. You damaged him so much, you killed him. And it's even worse than kofar, because kofar is only, if the mazik dies, there is no kofar, right? No kapar, he's dead already. But if it's there is damim, your kids have to pay that.
Do you pay kofar on tam in general?
It's a machlokas. If you pay chatzi kofar on a tam.
You pay chatzi rezakim by a tam in this case?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Another chumra, shloba kavana, be kavana, lamandamar kofar, deme mazik, right? So you have to make dilapa amim. Who's the value do you pay? Some say the nizik, some say the mazik, right? It's a machlokas about that. Depa amim, ha nizik, shavi yoser mena mazik. The nizik could be more than the mazik, right? Va'od also, yeshlomar, denafkamina, bein damim lakofar, de damim yachal limchol. Damim, you could be mochal. Ah, that's all right. You can be mochal that. Kofar ain't yachal limchol. Can't be mochal kofar. Right? I don't know why can't you. We have a pshitel on the kofar, shalim amrachman of lo chatzi kofar, hachanami name alaha. I'm not sure what that means, the last line there. Okay. Interesting, no? Mm-hmm. Next. Now, idamim, back to the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the bottom. Idamim, if we're talking about damim, right? Ema seifa. Look at the seifa. What's the seifa? Seifa of what? Right? Look at the seifa. It says like this. Hey, mishorius avdo shel ploni. If my ox killed the eved of what's his name, eno mishalim al pi atzmo. You don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? Same reason. Because there's no shloshim shekel if there's no misa on the ox. Now, idamim, my lo. Why not? You still damage someone's ox, still damage someone's eved. Pay that. You're right. It's not kofar. It's not shloshim shekel. So pay something. Amalei, yichalna l'shnuyelach. I can give you the following answer. Reisha damim. The Reisha is talking about damim. The Seifa knas. And the Seifa is talking about a knas. So you don't pay the knas. Is that a good answer? No. Mihu shnuya d'chika lo mashanilach. That's a very dochuk answer. I don't want to give an answer like that. I'll give you what kind of answer is that? I'm talking two different cases in the Reisha and the Seifa. So the Gemara says like this. Idi va'idi damim. Both cases are talking about damim. Mihu ben chorin, a ben chorin. Listen to this. Your head's going to be spinning now for a few lines. Really, both cases are damim. So how come by a human being, by a man, by a person, you're going to, yes, pay damim, but by an eved, you're not going to pay damim? Why not? What's the difference? So the Gemara says like this. Ben chorin de mishalmin kofel pi atmo, a ben chorin de mishalmin kofer al pi atmo, where you would pay kofer if you admitted it. How could that be? How could you pay kofer if you admitted it? We said you can only pay kofer if the animal is going to get killed, and it can't get killed because there's no edim. Hey, chidami, how could that be? The e asu sadi, edim come, viz hadu be dekotel, and they say that shor killed somebody. V'lo yadana, they don't know, itam have, imur have. They don't know what it is. V'omar, mare, demurhu. And you say, no, it's a mur. I know it's a mur. I'm the owner. I'm telling you that's the mur. Therefore, the mishalman kofar, al piatzmo. By you admitting that, you're going to pay kofar. You didn't admit to the event. Because you can't, if you admit to the event, there is no kofar. Right. No edim. No, there were edim. They just, how do they know if it's a mur or not? Nobody knows. The owner knows. So the owner said, by the way, it's takamur. Then you have to.
What did he gain by saying?
Why is that a mic?
Because first of all, there's a machlokas if you pay chatzi kofar on a tam. So either you pay chatzi or you pay zero. If you say it's the mood, you pay 100%.
So if he would have been better off saying it's a tam.
The point is, but he's not lying. He's being honest, coming forward. He's being an honest person. The point is, there is a case where you can pay kofar by admitting. You're not admitting to the event. Because you can't admit to the event, then you won't get picked over. But you're admitting to the fact that you're... So some kind of a...
Well, so the only thing he's made to is that it's a mood.
Exactly.
Not anything else.
Exactly, because you can't admit to the event.
It,
Exactly. The event, we have Adim for the event. Adim saw it, 100%. How did the Adim know if it's a Mu'ud? I have no idea. Right. You come along, know it's a Mu'ud. Right. So by you doing that, you just made yourself pay 100% kofar.
Right.
So there's a case where you could pay kofar by admitting. Hecha, deleka Adim. Hecha, deleka Adim, mishalim damim. And if there is no Adim, then you'll have to pay damim, like we established on Amud Aleph. Gabi Eved, she'eno mishalim knas al piatzmo. You're never going to pay a knas by yourself. Hey chidami, what's the case like that? The e'asi edim, edim come along, gesund, das hidu bei the katal. They give testimony that the aid killed somebody, right?
That the
shor. That the shor, what?
You said the aid.
The edim come along and say, that the shor killed an eved. Velo yadi itam havi imuad havi. But they don't know if it's a tam or a muad, this is a shor. They have no idea. The amar more muad hu. And the comes along and says, by the way, it's takam muad. Lo mishtalin knas al piatzmo. That will not incur the 30 shekel knas. I don't know why not.
Yeah, then we just say the opposite.
What?
Then we just say the opposite.
We said the opposite by a person, not talking about an eved. That admission will not make you pay the shloshim shekel. I don't know why not. What does the article say?
There's a long, 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 long note.
Okay.
It gets to about...
It's funny. There's a long, long, long one for two columns, and the Masifta says nothing. Nothing. There's no footnote, nothing. The Masifta says, lo matzinu ofen, there's no case, shemishalim shloshim shel evet al pi hada'aso. Where you pay 30 shekel on admitting it. No footnote, no explanation. I was like, what's going on?
The answer by Rabbi.
What?
For clarification.
That footnote is a small one.
What?
Knas is Potter.
Moda Knas is Potter. Even if you're Moda on the status of the Shor. I'm not Moda on the event. There's Adim for that. Same exact thing as before.
Right.
By a person being Moda that it's a Muad makes you pay the Kofar.
Right.
By Eved, it doesn't make you pay the Shor Shem Shekel. What's the difference? I don't know.
The Orsameach says.
Yeah, let me hear. What Orsameach?
That could be from Oracle, by the way. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
But I remember learning this.
Yeah, what does Orsameach say?
It's like a chiddush in knas, that when you're moda be knas, is it that you're putter, as in like, you don't have this chiyuv, or is that it's as if it's paid up?
So
it's paid up already, and you can't be machai yourself more afterwards.
So, what?
So you can't be like machai yourself more afterwards.
Interesting. So I have over here underlined, this is underlined not from 7.5 years ago, Orsameach, V'chazanish, and I didn't understand what I was reading. It was like 7.5 years ago I understood that. That's why I didn't mention it. I don't understand it, and now I understand it. So there's a whole lumdus how you look at knas. Is it that you don't have to pay, or that it's already paid? So that could so by a person, it's not a knas. Kofar's not a knas. So therefore you have to pay. But it could be over here by an eved, you don't have to pay. Okay, shkoyach shem shkoyach. Anyway, hechad deleka edim. So if there's no edim, lo mishalim damim. You're not going to pay damim. You're not going to pay damim. And that's why you don't have to pay. Rasif of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, kol shechayev ben chorin, chayev be'eved. Bein kofer, bein misa. Now, Masif of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, bar Yitzchak, kol shechayev ben chorin, if you chayev to pay a ben chorin, if you have to pay for a ben chorin, chayev be'eved. You have to pay for an eved. Bein be'kofer, bein be'misa. Now, kofer be'eved mi'yekah? There's no kofer by an eved. El alav, doesn't it mean damim? Doesn't it mean damim? What else is it? So
30 shekels.
Right. So or damim, a new thing called damim. Right. So what does it mean? So we just said that there's no that you don't pay by an eved. Now we have Shmuel bar Yitzchak brought a brisa that said they're no different. They're not different. We just said they're different. Dar Sameach says a whole lumdus. Not they're not different at all. So Ikadarmi, who most of love whom of Ariklah, he asked and he answered it. Ikadarmi Amale Rabba Hachikatani. Okay, ready for this? Kal Shachayev Biben Chorin Bikavana. If you are Chayev on a person on purpose, Al Pi Edim with Edim, so Kofar Chayev, Kofar you have to pay, and Be'evet Knas. And if it's an Evet, you have to pay 30 shekel. Right? That's obvious. That's the easiest case. Kol shechayev b'menchorin shelo b'kavana, al pi edim. What if you didn't do it with kavana? So then the answer is damim. At least pay nezek, right? Chayiv be'eved shelo b'kavana al pi edim damim. So then you will pay on an eved shelo b'kavana. You will pay damim, right?
So then they're the same for us
too. No, they're not right. You're right. They're the same. However, the Brisa was talking about where the edim testified on the shor. That's different between an eved and a ben chorin. Why? What if the negicha was lo bekavana? You potter on both of them from kofar and a knas. Yeah. So you see, there's a Rashi that says Hachika Amar Kol Shechayev. Right across there's a Rashi Hachika Amar Kol Shechayev. It's a very long Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay. So go like three quarters down on that Rashi, and then he says Aval Al Pi Atzmo. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Aval Al Pi Atzmo, but by admitting Afal Gav to Ben Chorin Meshalim Damim. Even if a ben chorin, you're going to have to pay damim, like we said in Amud Aleph. If you admit there's no edim, you still have to pay damim. Be'eved potter. By an eved, you'd be potter. Kida amaran, hoel umatzinu, chiluk, balpi atzmo, bein kofer, ben chorin, leknath, the eved. I told you, it's complicated. Avol be'edim, shlo bekavana, lo ashkechon chumra bekofer mi beknath. They're both the same. The only difference is if you admit it. Dahacha, vahacha, pater, hilkach, lagabe, damim, tarvai, okay, dadininu. They're both the same. So the only difference is if you admit it. But if edim come, then einachanami, there's no difference, according to this. Amali Rava, Rava asked the following question. Ihachi, if it's true. If what's true. Look at the next Rashi. Ihachi, deshoro shalo bekavana, that a shor without kavana, al pi edim, with Edim, the lesser betoras kofer. There is no kofer. Why is there no kofer? Because it was an accident. It wasn't on purpose. It was without kavana, whatever that means. But the lesser betoras kofer. There is no kofer. Mishalim damim. So you have to pay damim at least, right? Damages.
It was an accident.
It was, even though it was an accident, right? You still have to pay. Kivon sheyesh damim lemisas adam b'makom she'ein kofer v'knas. Right, whenever there's no kofer or a knas, you have to pay damim. Eish onami. What about eish? The lesser betoras kofer. There is no kofer. There's no kofer by eish. There's only kofer by a human being. L'shalim damim shiloba kavana. You should have to pay damim if it was without kavana. The hayeshna betoras nezikin. Because it still damages. In other words, if I burn your house down and nebuch, someone died in there. There's no kofer. Not I burn your house down. That might be Adam. Let's say my barbecue, the wind comes and it takes my barbecue and it burns the neighbor's house down. I didn't do it on purpose. So I was negligent. I should have watched my barbecue 100%. And Nebuch, someone died in there. There's no kofer. So why don't I pay damim at least? Right? New thing now. It's to pay damim anytime. Right? Mihu bekavana pshita lon depata tkil me'rabmine. If you did it on purpose, of course you don't have to pay because you're going to get killed. Right? So that's the Gemara's question. What? That's exactly the Gemara's question.
Isn't by definition,
yes, that's exactly the Gemara's question. So, right? Ihachi, Esho, Shaloba Kavana, Alpi Edim, Nishalim Damim. You should have to pay for someone like that. Uminale Laraba, Deloma Shalim. How do you know you don't pay? Rava. How do you know you don't pay? Elay, maybe did not like this. Hayagidi, kafas lo, if the goat was tied up, the eved tamach lo, and the eved was nearby, nisraf imo, vinisraf imo, and it got burnt, chayiv, you chayiv on the gidi, because it was tied up, you put there on the eved, because he could have run away. Right? Eved kafas lo, if the eved was tied up, ugidi samach lo, vinismach imo, putter. You putter on what? You putter to pay. Right? On the gedi yipater, because it could have run away. Then we had a whole thing. Would the gedi run away or not? Remember that? Mm-hmm. On the eved, you're no damim, because you're going to get killed. Right? Because you killed a human being.
Right?
Well, so why don't you be damim? It was an accident. I'm sorry.
What?
Right. There's no payment on a death through Aish. That's the only reason why not. Why not? Why not? Why not pay Damim? Right. Fair question? You understand the question? Why not? Amarish Lakish, Kigon Shehase, it's Beguf Oshel Eved. That case is where you mamish took the fire and you put it on the Eved's body. The Kimel Eved Ramine, that's murder. That's why you didn't pay. We don't have an answer. Maybe you do have to pay. We don't have a riot either way. That case is not a riot that you don't. That case is mamish murder. Ella mahadatanya chomer eish mi bebor eish had chomers of bor she eish mu edis lechal ben davar roila ben davar shein roila ma shein came bebor eish will burn anything whether it's roy whether it's not roy what does eish care but by bor not everything yichayven falls into a bor right sharvelo adam barvelo kalim so you're not chayv on certain things in a bor but you chayv on certain things with eish the ilu eish mishalemes shloba kavana. Damim, Masha Ein Kein Bebor, Lokatani. But this distinction about Kavana or not is not mentioned. So you know what? There is no payment by Eish, and therefore that's the question. So the Gemara answers, Dilma Tana V'Shayer. Maybe it's left out of the case. Now we always ask, High Shire, My Shire, the High Shire. What else? We don't ask that here. I don't know why. Amar Rava, Gufe Iboi Miboile, Eisho Shiloba Kavana, Mimishalim damim olo. So let's get back to the question. Does an Eish pay damim or not? Mi amrinan do we say, Gabe sharhu, debe kavana mashalim kofer. When it's on purpose, he pay kofer. Shaloba kavana mashalim damim. Aval Eisho, debe kavana lo mashalim kofer. Shaloba kavana nami lo mashalim damim. O dilma, or maybe. Kivan de gabe shoro, shaloba kavana. Shor without kavana, afagav to leka kofer, mishalim damim, so he pays something, so gabi eish nami, afagav to be kavana lo mishalim kofer, shalom kavana mias mishalim damim, at least pay that. Now the Gemara doesn't say teku. It says, velo yedainan, we don't know the answer, teku. Answer teku. It's like we really don't know the answer. It's not just a sama teku, it's a super teku. Okay. Next, Kiyasir of Dimi, Amar B'Yochanan, Kofer. Ma Tamad Lomar, Im Kofer. What does it mean, Im Kofer? Larabos, Kofer, Shalom B'Kavana, Kofer, B'Kavana. That you pay Kofer even without Kavana, just like B'Kavana. Amalei Abaya, Elamiyata, if that's true, Eved Nami. Ma Tamad Lomar, Im Eved. Larabos, Eved, Shalom B'Kavana, Eved B'Kavana. No. V'chi Teima Hachanami, Amar Shlokish, Shor Shehemet has Eved, Shalom B'Kavana, Patim Mishloshim Shkalim. Right?
Right.
So you see it's not true. Amalei, Gavra, Gavra Karamis? What, you're bringing me two people? Right? You're telling me that Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing? Big deal. Right? Rabbi Yochanan could argue on Rosh Lakish that even in Eved, that the Im, that you have to pay the Shloshim Shekel also. So Kiyasa Rav and Amar of Yochanan, Eved, Matamad Lomer Im Eved, Larabos Eved, Shaloba Kavana, Ke Eved Bi Kavana. That Loba Kavana and Kavana are the same. Rish Lakish Nami Nema, Mid Eved Im Eved. Why doesn't he say the same thing? The answer is, Lo Darish. He doesn't darshan that. Kofer Im Kofer Nami Lo Darish. So then Kofer Im Kofer, he also shouldn't darshan. Amri, no. Lo Eved Im Eved Lo Darish. Kofer Im Kofer Darish. No, the Im Eved doesn't darshan. Im Kofer does darshan. Maishna Eved Im Eved Lo. Why not? The Ksiv Bimakom Tashlubin. That's written in the place of when you're paying, not when you're damaging. Kofer, im kofer, I'm sorry, lo ksiv b'makom tashlumen. It's not mentioned in the payment. Kofer, im kofer, ksiv b'makom tashlumen. Kofer, im kofer, is written in the place of tashlumen. And therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, it's with kavana or without kavana. The im by the eved is not written by the payment. So we don't learn anything from that. And that's why he makes a distinction like that.
So therefore, this kofar even b'shogeg?
What? According to this, yeah. Yeah. All right, should we stop here? Should we do a little more?
Your call.
We'll do 2 minutes. V'chein b'ben o b'bath. We said even a children, right? So, Tana Rabbanan. It says, O ben yigach, o bas yigach. L'chayiv ala katanim kigadolim. You have to pay on children, just like adults. V'halo dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ho el v'chayiv adam ba'adam. If a person kills a person, v'chayiv shor ba'adam, right? And the shor also gets skila if it kills a person. Ma kishachayiv adam ba'adam. Just like when it's an adam and an adam. Loshna, ben gedolim, ben biktanim. It doesn't make a difference if it's a gadol or a katan. Af, shachayiv, shor ba'adam. So too, when a shor kills a person, lo techalek bo ben ketanim le gedolim. Right? V'od kal v'chomer. Another kal v'chomer. Let's stop here. We'll stop here. V'od kal v'chomer. Because now that from there it doesn't stop anywhere. And we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right. Yeah.